The line between criminal and celebrity is fading about as fast as those Singapore cane marks. It's time to cash in on the publicity in this Stripes for Sale soundbite.
So our thinking is it's just made for TV movie material.
No, really, just a minute. I had to take this one. It's New York and the book rights are out for auction.
Okay.
Talk to me. Yeah. 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 No, I told you, the bidding starts at $1 million. So what if the kid isn't going to write it himself? It's his story. Yeah. Color pictures. Get back to me. Now, we're ordering.
Looks like I caught you at a busy time.
It's always a busy time. If it ain't busy, a publicist ain't doing his job. You know what I mean? And this is nothing compared to when I signed up Jeff Gillooly.
Anyway, as I was saying, the production company team feels this caning story isn't worth a full feature film treatment.
What?
But cable TV would be a good place to...
No, worth a feature? You gotta be kidding. Michael Fay getting his butt beat was the top story all over the world. He had the president get in the middle of it. And it's a big screen story, pal. Young American boy in an exotic faraway prison. I'm telling you, it's bigger than Midnight Express.
Four lashes with a bamboo cane isn't exactly Lawrence of Arabia.
Man has to be handled right. Hold on, let me catch this. Talk to me. Sally, Jesse, how you doing, babe? Hey, I knew you would. Oprah and Phil are telling me the same thing, darling. But I can't arrange for the TV appearances until we got the kids' products ready to promote, okay? First call I make, babe, and that's a promise. Ciao.
When I came in, didn't you promise Oprah you'd call her first?
Sure I did. I tell all of them I'll call them first. That's why they love me.
Now, our movie of the week deal?
I'm still thinking feature, pal. Look, like the funny man said, Michael Fay is sitting on a gold mine. I'm telling you, he's a walking time bomb of Hollywood financial success. $500,000 minimum for pictures of his butt, $1 million from you guys for the movie story rights, another mil for the book, and we're not even counting endorsements and merchandising. I got no excuses. Gene's doing backflips begging for my client.
Not bad for spray painting a few cars, but...
Yeah, the kid's 18. He's a multimillionaire. There's a great college tuition angle there, huh? Fly over, screw up, get beat, sell your story, come back. You're all paid up for college.
So how is the young man now? I mean, physically.
He's fine. Looks like he sat on a barbecue grill, that's all. Something to show off to the co-eds, huh? Hey, maybe we can do something with the Playgirl magazine. Hold that thought. I gotta catch this. Talk to me. Geraldo, babe, how you doing? You know you're my main man. First call I'll make, and that's a promise. I know you can show Bud on TV now. Yeah, I see an NYPD blue also. I know you'll give it class, Geraldo. Montel? Montel who? Geraldo. Geraldo, babe, take it easy. I'm kidding over here. Serious business. You're my very first call, Geraldo.
Soundbites are created by George Wilson and Michael Dalby, with music by Kevin Chamberlain. Soundbites are supported by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and are featured on Nautilus CD, the magazine on CD-ROM.